Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly cleaning advice column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Esquire.com, and you should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. With me, as always, is my partner in grime, Dave Lozo. Hey, Dave.
What's up?
A whole lot is up. I'm all hepped up today. This is going to be a really spirited episode.
You're all buzzed?
I am. No, I'm not buzzed, Dave. You guys, I had a margarita, not a strong one, and a very small one at lunch, which was now 4 hours ago.
And it was a shot, basically.
And Dave is acting like I rolled in here straight out the club.
Dave is like, whatever. And I'm like, I'm fine.
I am fine.
Shut up, Dave.
I am fine. Shut up, Dave. Oh, wait. I opened the wrong podcast script. Hold on. Dave, keep talking. Don't right. Shut up.
So here's the thing about BJ Novak and Rob Delaney is that they're two different people. BJ Novak starred on The Office for many, many years. And he played a guy whose name I don't remember, but he was kind of like a dick. And he's probably a very wealthy man somewhere, but he never once tweeted at Martha Stewart about his or any other person's jizz on his clothes or any other person's clothes. That was Rob Delaney.
That's right.
Rob Delaney.
Speaking of Rob Delaney.
Wow.
Before we get into it, I have a weird update.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know the term plate of shrimp from Repo Man? Plate o' shrimp.
From Repo Man. Is that a movie?
Yeah.
Wow.
That I've never seen, but I know this term.
Okay.
So the term plate o' shrimp is used in Repo Man as an example of one of those things that you hear that's either very uncommon or that you've never heard before and that all of a sudden you start seeing everywhere.
Okay.
So I had a plate of shrimp moment with Rob Delaney, which is that after I unfairly maligned poor B.J. Novak.
Poor B.J. Novak.
And conflated him with Rob Delaney, and we had that whole discussion about it. Yesterday on Twitter, I see a tweet from The Ringer that starts with, period, at Rob Delaney is the best part of blah, 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 whatever. He's in some new TV show.
Is he?
Or movie. I think it's a TV show. And I was like, oh, Rob Delaney, and someone praising Rob Delaney, which is even funnier. So I click through, and the person who wrote the piece was my editor at Deadspin. I was like, what are the chances that...
And your editor at Deadspin is BJ Novak. that's what really ties it all together.
So anyway, there was my weird follow-up on...
Oh, I think you're going to tell me, like, he listened to the show and sent you, like, jizz in a box like Jared Leto was doing during Suicide Squad, where he was doing weird jizz-related stuff.
Please don't. I mean, I love jizz in many ways and for many reasons, but please don't send it to me in a box.
Oh, I mean, refrigerated, so it's not, like, just, I'm not saying, like.
It's like Blue Apron.
Yeah, yeah.
comes in the ice packs.
Like, when you get that Omaha steak delivery, instead it's just Omaha jizz.
All right. So listen, you guys already are getting a sense that today is going to be a spirited episode. I am crazy hepped up on caffeine. I've also had a really, really good day, and I'm in a great mood. And today we have more of our Wash What Happens spring cleaning content. This week we're going to take on laundering things that aren't necessarily getting washed regularly and sort of special instructions around that. And in the second segment, Dave, who doesn't know this because he forgot to prepare for this episode.
I'm winging it.
There's a special question that I picked out just for Dave.
Okay.
However, before we get into it, we want to remind you that we offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to our premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite our show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person the Podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to check out all of the packages we're offering and to select the level of giving that's right for you. Your support helps us so much, and we would love to hear from you if there are rewards you'd like us to consider making available. We have some new patrons to thank this week, and I have an awesome patron update that Dave also does not know about, and it's going to be news to him. So, big thank you to Kirsten Darner. Kirsten, thank you for giving me the pronunciation of your name. I also want to tell you that by the time you hear this, you will have heard back from me. But I also just want to quickly say that Kirsten emailed me, and I got her email. It was a patron question that we're going to answer on next week's episode. If you guys are interested in having your questions fast-tracked for answering, either on the main show or on the bonus episode, there are different levels of giving. Check those out. And Kirsten, just want to say hey, and really glad that beanbag chair was salvaged. Also, a big thank you to Maddie. An extra big thank you to Jackie Kurland. Jackie, before you got back to me, I was already planning to say this, but I'm definitely going to say it now since you were so excited about getting a shout out on the show, that I have a crazy affinity for women named Jackie. And I was like thrilled when I saw your little thing come through, because I was like, yeah, Jackie, that's right.
What about Jack A? Like Jack A.
Oh, I love Jack A. I like anyone.
227, what up?
I like any names that have punctuation of any kind in them. So an accent mark or an apostrophe. I love an apostrophe
name.
What
about an umlaut?
Love an umlaut. Love it.
Okay.
Love it. Then we have another Jackie of sorts. So also a big thank you to Ann Jackie. Got a lot of Jackies this week. And finally, a thank you to Sandra Blitz, who I think, barring my affinity for the name Jackie, wins this week's awesome name award.
That can't be her real name, right? Like, she changed it to like become like a pro wrestler or something.
It's a really ridiculously cool name.
Sandra Blitz.
Like, that's her name was Jackie Blitz, I would skin her and wear her like last year's Versace.
Like if you were to like write a script and you wanted to have like a strong female protagonist who was like a football coach.
Yeah, Sandra Blitz.
You'd be like, her name's Sandra Blitz, and the producer would be like, you gotta come up with something that's it's cool, but I mean a little more common. Like, all right, fine, no one's named Sandra Blitz. Now we have proof.
If you were writing the world's greatest sports movie today, Wildcats.
Football.
Thank you for knowing that. Thank you, Dave. Truly. I hold Wildcats in like a very special place in my heart, and it does not get the respect it deserves. and I have thoughts and feelings about it. We'll talk about
it. It's like Wesley Snipes' first movie too, I think, or one of his first movies.
Oh my God, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Pre-Blade. Pre-Major League.
Yeah. Okay, so wait, I have one other patron update, which is that Raisha Zimmern, who was our $99 sponsor, did finally get back to me, and she was in New York this week. And this morning, we met up for coffee, which is why I'm like a totally hyperactive child right now, because I had like a turbo coffee, and then I went to the gym.
Irish coffee?
No. And then I went to the gym, and I had like the best workout of my life. And I'm still high from the caffeine that I had drank at 10:30 this morning. Anyway, Raisha was fascinating and amazing, and we had a wonderful time. And Raisha, I want to say thank you so much for coming down to my neighborhood to meet up. It was really a pleasure to meet you, and I look forward to staying in touch. The most fascinating thing about Raisha is that she's a beekeeper at the University of Minnesota.
At the University of Minnesota?
Yes.
So she's just in town to hang out? She doesn't live here?
Yeah, she was here for an event with her husband.
Was she here to see a Sting concert?
No, that would have been great.
Get it?
I get it. I get it. It was really, really good, Dave. Yeah, I get it.
That's funny. Because of Bee Sting.
Yeah, it was really good. Okay, so listen, we have some stuff we got to cover today. In the first segment, we're going to talk about curtains. We're going to talk about shower curtain liners, because we didn't actually answer Maureen O'Connor's question on the main episode. We talked about it in a bonus. But I figured that was probably a pretty good like spring cleaning thing to talk about. And then we're going to talk about curtains. And because I also want to say, and I'm so sorry, I didn't write down the Twitter username and I meant to, and I forgot. But someone tweeted at me over the weekend that she was soaking her curtains in OxyClean and the soak water was gray. And she was like, oh my God, is this supposed to be happening? Was I not supposed to put OxyClean in stainless steel? Is this like a reaction? And I was like, oh no, that's just the dirt from your curtains. So that's our first segment. And then in our second segment, we have a very weird question about a pillow and a bald man.
Oh, did you finally get my letter?
Well, I told
how do I get the stains out? I don't understand.
I told you I picked it especially for you. Okay, so let's have you read the first question
from
and
Desi.
Get into it.
Desi.
Also a great name.
It's a good name. Good for a boy or a girl.
Much yeah, like, that's a good point.
Much like a slinky. My bathroom is not the most ventilated of rooms, so it stays pretty humid with three people showering in there each day. The curtain liner seems to accumulate mold at unnaturally rapid pace. At an unnaturally rapid pace. I made it sound like it said it naturally. Like, but it's unnatural. It's an unnatural pace of mold. What can I do about this? Suck it up and replace the liner every month? Or is there a way we can prevent such nastiness? Again, as always.
Yeah, Dave. You want to give them your Dave advice?
It's $5 for a liner. Just get a new one.
Yeah.
5 times 12 is 60 divided by 3 roommates. $20 a year for a new liner every month.
That's okay. Fine.
So the next question we have is from...
No, Dave.
Okay, fine. No, Dave. Cleaner stuffer.
Okay, so here's the problem with doing that. And it's fine. It is, well, maybe it's not ethical, depending on where you fall in this line. Okay, so the problem with disposing of a shower curtain liner every month, every 3 months, whenever, is that that's just a lot of plastic to be putting in a landfill. And yes, shower curtain liners are inexpensive, and it's pretty easy to go buy a new one and just dispose of the next one. But... that is a lot of plastic to be throwing away.
Yeah, but like ducks can wear it. I always see those photos of ducks wearing
that.
The six packs. Like they always look cool for their friends wearing the six pack necklaces. I think they like it. I think birds do it too. Yeah, but all right, fine. I guess some people think that's bad for the quote environment. Sure.
Okay. So the other thing is that it's very easy to clean a shower curtain liner. And so why not save that $20? Like... I don't know. Yeah, you're right.
Go buy 2 margaritas for lunch.
I only had one, Dave, and it was small and it was not strong.
That's what she said.
Oh. I hope that's not what she said.
That's for BJ Novak. What up?
I hope that's not what she said. And it's very easy to clean a shower curtain liner. So we're gonna talk about how to clean a shower curtain liner, but I also want to say quickly that there are a few other things you may want to do in the bathroom just to reduce the moisture level, because the moisture level is really what's causing that sort of persistent mold and mildew buildup. And actually, we came into the recording studio today, I was at the Gizmodo office and I was hanging with the Jalopnik people, which was amazing. And
oh, was Kristen Lee there?
And Dave,
I love her.
Stop it, Dave. Dave is mad at me, so he's going to be acting up all day. I'm not even going to explain what that was about.
No, I'm going to. Because now it makes it seem like...
Steve!
You ever see the Seinfeld when Elaine gets mad when Jerry says to Elaine's like ex-boyfriend that Elaine said hi when she didn't? That's kind of what Jolie did, only she just told Kristen that I love her, even though I never expressed it that particular way. So I just want to say, Kristen, it's true.
This is so romantic.
She spilled the beans.
Okay, so I saw Kristen Lee... I did not foment a love connection between she and Dave. Mm-hmm. He's getting carried away with himself. It's not what she said. One of the questions that she, because all then you know, when I'm like a doctor at a cocktail party, like everyone wants me to check their moles.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So everyone wants to ask me questions, which I actually love, right? Because I could talk about cleaning all the livelong day. And so they were all asking me questions. And one of the questions that Kristen asked, she was like, my shower just like is just constant. I have to clean it every week. And there's mildew that comes back. And I was like, blah, blah, blah. Here's why that happens. And here's what you want to do about it. You want to reduce the moisture level. So in the bathroom, if it's not well ventilated, which it sounds like it's probably not, you should get something called DampRid, D-A-M-P-R-I-D. It's a desiccant. You buy it at the hardware store. It's a weird little product. I've talked about it on the show before. I love, love, love it. I'm really obsessed with Damprid. It's like little pellets that comes in a canister that has like a little colander in it. And you open the bag of pellets and you pour them into the colander and they absorb moisture out of the air. And then the water goes down into the canister. And then when all of the beads have dissolved, you just dump the water into the toilet and you flush it. And then you add fresh beads. And it's amazing. And it works really well. So try the Damprid to reduce moisture. Not a bad idea if you can get like a fan in there or something, that will also help. One other thing, you're going to think this sounds obsessive and crazy, and maybe it is, but it really works. And I promise that I have lived this when I had a shower with glass doors. Get a squeegee for the shower, and the last person to shower for the day should squeegee the walls down just so that there's not a whole lot of extra moisture hanging around in the shower area. You should also close the shower curtain after you use it. Close it all the way. If it's all folded up and crumpled up, then all that moisture is going to get trapped in there and it's going to develop more mold faster and it's going to be gross. Here is how you clean a shower curtain liner. It is super easy. You put it in the washing machine. That's all. You just put it in the washing machine.
Hmm.
If you have a washer that is a top loader with a center agitator, however, it is likely that washing the shower curtain liner in the machine will shred the liner. If you would like to try it to see if it works, what you should do is you should pad the interior of the drum, so the area around the agitator, with towels, and then put the liner around the outside of the drum so that it doesn't come into contact with the fins on the agitator, which will shred the thing to bits. I do have something else for people who can't machine wash the liner. If you have a top loader without a center agitator, or if you have a front loader, you can wash the shower curtain liner. Here is how you wash it. Use a small amount of detergent, you don't need a ton, and a half a cup of either bleach or vinegar, never together, never together. It's very much like the ammonia and bleach thing. You don't want to mix those two.
What happens? Is a bomb? Is it like a bomb mixture? Like,
yeah, it's a similar chemical reaction. Because vinegar and ammonia are chemically similar. It's the reason why you don't want to use vinegar to clean up pet urine, because the pets will smell it as if it's urine.
Hmm.
Urine is heavy on ammonia.
Hmm.
Do you know that? Have I told you that before?
I think I knew that.
Or did you just know that?
I think I know that.
Yeah. And actually, a reader once told me this crazy story that do believe.
you're wandering into a pee story.
I am. I love a pee story.
You're in luck.
I think he said it was at camp. They were cleaning at the end of the season, and there was a pee trough,
mm-hmm.
and someone poured bleach in it, and it created like a toxic fume cloud. Because there was so much urine in the trough and the bleach.
I like when we like venture into Fight Club territory where we start like accidentally telling people how to make bombs out of homemade items.
Listen, a lot of my job is like that. Like I'm always curious what lists I'm on. You know, it's like I know I got to be on a whole bunch of them.
Like you're getting on a plane and it's like, oh,
yeah,
I know you. Hold on, it seems like you've been telling people how to mix.
Well,
chemicals.
I used to have the code. My parents and I all had the code on our ticket for like a decade after 9/11. That we automatically got pulled out of every line.
Oh, yeah.
Because our last name is similar to a name that's on the terror list.
Hmm.
So that's why. So, yeah, I'm sure I'm on many lists. However, I am not on a list of dirty people because I know how to clean a shower curtain liner. How about that for a segment? Sorry, I got lost in my notes for a second. I was like, where am I in this? Don't mix bleach and vinegar together. Use one or the other. Either are fine. Don't use them together. Hot water is fine. The hot water in a machine isn't too hot for a shower curtain liner. However, you should not put a shower curtain liner into the dryer for what should be obvious reasons. Instead, what you should do is when you take it out of the washer, shake it off a little bit, make sure you don't slip on the floor. And just rehang it to air dry. That's all. If you cannot machine wash for any number of reasons. You can also use a spray mildew remover like Tilex, like my favorite X14. Just give the moldy areas a few sprays. Let it sit for just a minute or two. You don't want to leave it on too long. It might eat through the liner. And then you definitely have to get a new one. So just spray that stuff on and then just wipe it off with a rag, a sponge, a paper towel, whatever. And that's an easy, easy way to keep it clean. So I think that is all I need to say on that topic. It's very easy and straightforward. And we can move on to our second question.
Aurora Borealis. She says, "Dear clean person,
I know someone named Aurora, and this isn't she."
Oh, really?
Yeah, isn't that sort of it's an unusual name?
Oh, so this is a he?
No, it's a she.
Oh, I thought you said this was a he. No. Oh, okay.
I said this isn't she. I
want to get my pronouns all set up here. Dear clean person, oh, this is for me. I'll just read this to myself quietly then. I have two cats. Dear clean person, I have two cats who both have a lot of white hair that they like to leave around on the black couch and the dark blue velvet curtains. It's kind of goth, but it was my boyfriend's apartment and I'm too lazy to make or buy different ones. The couch isn't a big deal because we can vacuum it with a handheld vacuum. But short of taking the curtains down and washing them, we haven't been able to figure out an easy way to remove the excess hair from the velvet, especially when we are preparing for house guests on short notice. Do you have any suggestions? Love, Aurora.
I didn't say love Aurora.
I feel like I needed a sign off there.
So now after getting so mad at me for
hugs and kisses
for
Aurora, keep reaching for the stars, Aurora.
That's a good one, actually. It all fits.
I once signed a hat with a fake NHL autograph on it and gave it to a friend that was supposed to be this guy, Brett Hedekin, who's like an old retired guy. And
okay.
It says, "Keep reaching for the stars, Brett." And to this day, like 10 years later, whenever
he still thinks it's legit.
He's like, no. He just thinks it's funny because like he's on TV, the guy, Brett Hedekin. So occasionally he'll see him on TV and I'll get a text that says, "Keep reaching for the stars." those jokes have legs. Love Aurora.
Love Aurora. All right. Listen, what if Aurora doesn't love me? Now you've just gone and sent that message, and it's not even.
As I said in the beginning, this was for me. So I don't know why you would assume that was for you. Thank you, Aurora. I appreciate it.
Okay. Yes, I for sure have suggestions, which is that you can vacuum curtains, and actually you should vacuum curtains. That is the way that curtains get clean, actually, which is a weird thing, but it's true. That's how you clean curtains. And partly, I've sort of partly picked this question because to prepare for this episode, so you guys know we're doing this whole spring cleaning thing, and I was like, what other topics can I hit? Like, we did the kitchen, we did cars, we did the bathroom, we did furniture, and so I was like, okay, whatever. So I looked through spring cleaning checklists. I read the one of Good Housekeeping's spring cleaning checklist, and I read one of Martha Stewart's, and then I stopped because I had a heart attack and died, and I was like, oh my god, who are these people talking to? Who is this content for? I mean, like this is the bulk of chores that these publications were legit saying that you need to be doing in the span of like 6 weeks was so ridiculous. But I was trying to get ideas, and one of the things that I was like, oh, right, I should talk about curtains because I just saw that tweet. And because in the spring cleaning checklist, they were every single one of them had like vacuum the draperies. And I was like, oh, right, that's the thing that we're supposed to be doing. So, yes, you can vacuum curtains. What you should do is you should use your standard vacuum and you should fit the attachments on it. There should be an attachment that is an extension attachment that elongates the
gets longer.
Yes. Yes, Dave.
Yeah, that's what happens when it's time to get down.
You
to
also
business.
Can't see me, but I'm making very like hand jobby gestures right now.
See, I thought you were doing more like an air guitar than a hand job.
It's a little air guitar too.
That's a really
Listen,
elaborate
you've
HJ.
You've never seen me give a hand job. You don't know how I do it.
Almost like you're playing a harp.
I am a size queen. So yeah, so an elongating attachment is great, and use the upholstery attachment, which will just be better. But yeah, you can just vacuum them. I also fell into, as I'm now wont to do, a YouTube hole, because I was looking, I was like, oh, I wonder if there are like specialty vacuum attachments that I don't even know about. Like I think I had talked about the shag rug break attachment from the vacuum in the 70s that's at the vacuum cleaning museum. Have I talked about that before?
Probably.
All right.
That feels like a thing you've talked about before.
So I was like, I wonder what other ones. So I fell into a hole of looking for specialty vacuum attachments. And there's something called the Vacu-Mit that frankly no one needs because you could just make your own. It's just like, it's almost like a sock that you pull over the vacuum that has.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
That
over the vacuum. Wait, no, I've never done that. Sorry, I was thinking of something else.
I know what you were thinking of because the minute I said it,
a dustbuster is what I was thinking of. Not a whole vacuum, just a dustbuster. That's what I was thinking.
Okay,
same difference.
So anyway, so the vacuum is this thing that you like just like fit over a standard vacuum and use it for like dusting furniture. It's actually really cool. The videos were the jankiest videos I've ever seen too. It was really funny. So there are some things you can do. The other thing, and we have definitely talked about this on the show, but I think this may work, is the oversized lint rollers with the extendable handles.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm conducting.
Now you're conducting the actual harp really and the rest of the hand job orchestra.
You know, we really have to film one of these recordings one of these days so that people can see me flailing around.
Well, I'm like sitting here looking at my phone and checking Twitter while you're giving HJs.
I see you checking Twitter while I'm talking. I know what you're up to over there.
Sorry.
No, that's what, I actually don't care, Dave.
Yes, you do.
You're still good. You're still somehow here with me when you're checking Twitter.
The Indians game's in a rain delay. I was just checking to see if it was.
Oh, okay.
My pitcher is pitching yet.
Is this one of your fantasy things?
Well, I mean, one of my fantasy things is Heidi Klum. What?
Continue.
Oh, baseball, you mean?
Yeah,
yeah, it is.
Is this
yeah,
your league of
oh,
leagues?
Yeah, yeah. No, that team is falling apart already. And
oh.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. All right.
Fucking goddamn. Then I won't last place on base percentage.
Okay. So those oversized lint rollers with the extendable handles, that's another great idea for the curtains. If they're very like voluminous curtains and they're not flush against the surface, the lint roller may not be able to get it. I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, but I think you know what I'm talking about when I say like
flush against the thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. There's some word. Anyway, you guys know what I'm talking about. It may not work, but it may work. And if it doesn't work, you can, if you have cats, you can use the oversized lint roller for something else. You can do the bed or you can do the couch or
you can use it to carry the cat outside and never let it come back in your apartment again. And then you can go buy a dog. You can probably carry them out on one of those.
Probably. Yeah. Hey, we need to do a dog episode. I've gotten a lot of dog questions lately. And you know, I love dogs and I love talking about them.
Right. No one ever really has as many complaints about dogs. Like dogs shed and stuff, but like cats are just, oh man, cats are assholes.
I know. I really admire them for it though, I have to say. You know, I'm very cat-like. I'm a dog person, but I'm very cat-like.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm a dog person because I'm self-loathing.
Yeah. And you pee in that little sandy area. We
I don't
keep in
pee.
The office.
I don't pee in the sand. I don't pee in the sand. I pee in the toilet like a civilized human.
Like Jinxie.
That's
from a movie, by the way. I'll explain it later.
Okay. There are some things you can do on short notice. But I also want to say that the velvet curtains that you have are almost assuredly not pure velvet. We've talked about velvet care in the past episode. And I'm negligent this week because I didn't go back and get you the episode number. But it's in there somewhere. Synthetic velvet can be machine washed. Cold water, mild detergent. My usual spiel, low heat, dry or air dry, and you'll be okay. So you can wash those for so there are sort of two different kinds of curtains. There are sort of the like the heavy, fancier curtains, and then there are just the like sheers, the thin, you know, cotton or linen curtains. For those ones, that's the type that the girl on Twitter was soaking that she was like, please tell me there's like a chemical reaction happening here and that's not how dirty they were. And I was like, no, that's how dirty they were.
Like what color were the curtains when they went in and what color were the curtains when they came out?
I don't know because she didn't send before and after. She just sent them in the soaking water.
Oh.
But the soaking water was gray. Yeah. So anyway, those can be machine washed and machine dried, like, just normal. Check the care tag always. Err on the side of cold water and a low to medium heat dry if you're unsure. But those can be machine laundered. However, I really, really, really want to strongly advise that before you machine wash them, you give them a good long soak in, you know, your OxiClean, your Tide Ultra Stain Remover, really good detergent, any one of those, because they are so heavily soiled that they really do need to soak. Even if they're hanging on a window that is never, ever open, I have a set that hangs on a window that is never, ever, ever open. And every year I take them down and I soak them in the tub and then I go launder them and I'm shocked by how disgusting they are. Like, it's just, I don't know. That's just the way of life. If you're like, I don't have the setup for soaking, wash them twice before you dry them. So do put them in one cycle, stop it, and then just do a second wash. They need them. They're that heavily soiled. It's gnarly and lovely. And if you soak your curtains, please, please, please be kind and send me a photo. My Twitter handle is at JolieKerr, JolieKerr. If you want to tweet him at Dave.
My Twitter handle is Rob Delaney. All one word.
That was good. That was what I was hoping for. Okay, so this is a good time for us to take a quick break. Dave and I will be right back with some more on spring cleaning in the proverbial laundry room. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm JolieKerr. Dave and I have been talking about curtains. But now we've got some other things to talk about. This one is going to feel real personal for you, Dave.
Why? Why? I don't understand. Why would that possibly be personal for me? Let's see. Let's see what it says.
Why don't you read the question and maybe we'll figure it out.
Sally writes, Dear Dave. Oh my God, she addressed it right to me.
She did not.
Oh, well then I don't see how this could possibly affect me. My beloved.
It doesn't affect you.
Oh.
It's one that you can relate to.
Okay, let's see. My beloved of 17 years is a cool bald dude. Nope, nothing yet. But man, his head makes things stinky. Like helmets and worst of all, the bed pillows. Nope, not at all. I wash my head. And I am the original princess and the pea when it comes to smells. What does that mean?
You don't know the princess and the pea?
Is that a thing? Is that from Bravo?
No.
What is it?
It's the fairy tale.
The princess and the pea? By the way, this is PEA for people like me who don't know what
literally,
this is.
Dave, everyone in the world knows.
No, they don't.
Tim? Tim walked away. I promise you everyone knows the princess and the pea.
Princess and the pea.
Finish the question and I'll tell you the story of the princess and the pea. And then you'll be like, oh, yeah, I know that.
Is that what
it's a fairy tale.
Is that what Donald Trump paid for in Russia?
Stump. You know I'm so unsettled by anything having to do with that man's sexual history.
Okay. And I am the original princess and the pea when it comes to smells. What do I do? His pillow stinks within 2 weeks of buying him a new one. We just buy cheap ones because I am most certainly not paying a lot for every X number of weeks to replace them. I have tried spraying them with fabric deodorizer. What up, Febreze?
I knew it.
See, that part I relate to. I know. Essential oils, covering them with an extra slip, washing them, running them through the dryer nightly, but to no avail. Help me out here. You have never wronged me, and I trust you will not lead me down some primrose path. Many thanks ahead of time. Sally. Okay, so I feel like this guy may work out at night and then shower and then not like...
You can't relate to being
cool
a cool, cool bald dude?
No, I'm...
You're not a cool bald dude?
I'm barely a dude.
Dave. Dave, you're like the dudeliest dude I know.
So like every bald guy, I got to relate to every bald guy's story. Yeah, see, that's baldism. That's what that is. I must know what that guy's going through. He's
no,
bald.
No, that wasn't what I was saying. I just thought you would be excited to hear bald dude problems being addressed on the program. But I think you're right, and I want to talk about the personal hygiene part of this.
Yeah, it's got to be like night sweating like crazy. Like,
does your head sweat at night?
No. I mean, like, if it's hot in my room, like, if I'm hungover and or it's hot, then, like, maybe I'll wake up.
My head sweats at night if, like, I'm hungover and hot.
Yeah, but, like, otherwise, if it's, I don't know, I don't run hot, so I don't really have a sweating issue in the sheets.
Yeah.
That sounded more sexual than it needed to be.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to leave that one alone.
Cool in the streets, running hot in sheets. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I have some help, I think, I hope.
Get in there. Help all of us out, because apparently this is a problem for all of us.
Yeah, and then I'm going to offer some help, and then I'm going to talk generally about how to wash a pillow and other oversized items and bedding accoutrement and basically the kinds of things that you don't do right, meaning not washing the sheets, washing all of the other kind of stuff. That's good to do at this time of year, and I'll talk about how to do that and sort of why this is a good time of year to do that. So, okay, but to this particular question, before I get into actual like tactical help about the pillows, I think that some behavioral changes will help the situation. I don't think it's going to solve the problem entirely, but I think it's going to help. So, I think that he should wash his head in the evening. So in the evening, before I go to sleep, I wash my face. I take out my contacts first. I take out my contacts. I wash my face and I brush my teeth. And then I spend 30 minutes slathering expensive Korean lotions all over myself because I'm old and vain. But that is something that no one else has to worry about. So for most of us, we have that kind of bedtime routine where we're heading into the bathroom and we're washing up, and it's a little different for everybody. I think for your dude, he needs to be adding, in addition to, you know, brushing his teeth and all of that jazz, I think he needs to wash his face and head. I think he just needs to throw, a one minute extra grooming thing into his evening routine, because I think that that's going to help.
That's what we're. Oh, they've been together for 17 years. That's an easy conversation. Otherwise, like, that's kind of a weird thing. It's like, honey, your fucking head is gross.
Yeah.
There's no good way to bring that up.
Yeah, I'm glad that it's not her new boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because then I would be like, oh man, maybe you should just break up.
Just end it.
Like, how much do you like him? Like, how well does he rock your world?
Yeah.
Which is actually the more important question.
Yeah. Tell us about how good he is in the sack.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, this is a breakup situation. But 17 years.
Yeah, 17 years. We think you should.
You're committed to it.
Yeah. Here's the other thing. Okay, and Dave, I want not that you would ever sugarcoat your thoughts on anything I say.
No.
But I want your honest opinion if this is a bridge too far or very weird. I think he could apply an antiperspirant to his head. Like a spray. I'm not talking like a roll-on or a stick. I'm talking like a spray. Like a Dove dry spray, Dove for Men dry spray, just spritz the head.
Is that like not good for you though? Like, I feel like rolling that on your armpits is kind of like not good for the body, like, cuz it's, you know, it's like chemicals. If you put it on your
head. Is that why you smell all the time, cuz you're not wearing deodorant?
Yeah, because like I just think my own scent is just
I have to explain that, cuz I'm realizing that was a patron thing. Last week on at the beginning of our bonus episode, Dave started the episode. I look over and he's sniffing himself. He's sniffing his pits. I'm like, "What are you doing, Dave?" He's like, "I think I smell." I was like, okay.
I'm very Irish springy today. Oh yeah, that's good stuff. That's good stuff.
What, but, clean as a whistle? Is that Irish Spring?
But
clean,
like,
as a whistle.
I don't know what the Irish Spring thing is.
It is. It's clean as a whistle.
Clean as a whistle.
Yeah. Do your Irish thing, because that's one of your best voices.
Oh, the Orioles closer, Darren O'Day.
You're really good at it.
I like Darren O'Day's name. I like saying it in the Irish accent.
That is a really good one.
But I don't know.
Because you think it's toxic and bad for you?
No, but like, I guess you put it on your armpits. Doesn't matter where you put it. But I don't know. Can you like lay like, okay, so like let's say the problem is
or maybe
is
one
dirt.
Of the, how about, okay, how about one of those natural deodorants, like the ones that come in jars that are kind of like a cream, like you could just rub that and then it's natural. It doesn't have any of the aluminum in it or any of the, you know, the
but
stuff.
But wouldn't that get all over the pillow and soak into it too?
Well, I mean, presumably you put it on and it absorbs before you hit the hay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just something to consider. Yeah. Here, and here's probably why I say it. So I've talked before about how I get night sweats once a month. It is actually the most incredible thing. The body is an incredible instrument. It's the most incredible thing. I can wake up in the morning with a case of the night sweats, and without fail, I'll go, oh, I know what my telephone is going to tell me, and I'll look at my phone, and I will have an alert saying, your period is due to arrive in 5 days. Huh. It is like amazing. Like, I don't even need the tracker. I can just track it based on when I wake up sweaty.
There you go.
And it's disgusting, and I hate it, and no one should ever get old. but here I am. So what I do is when I get the, like, if the alert beats the night sweats, I know that before I go to bed, I take the, because this, I'm sorry, this is so gross as a person, but you know I like to be honest with you.
You throw up on your feet.
I throw up on my own feet. And then I sweat through my pajamas. Mm. Yes, lovely being me. No. I have that Dove dry spray, and I use it. So my night sweats hit me on my chest. So I take the dry spray and I spray my chest in the evening, and that helps. But only like three nights a month when I have them, then they go away, and then.
Maybe he can wear one of those like Under Armour like spandex things that football players wear on their heads.
Wait, I'm glad you said that. I know you're kind of joking, but actually, you know what he should do is he should get Sheiks. Remember me talking about the Sheiks, the sweat wicking sheets?
Oh yeah.
They make pillowcases. That's what he needs. He just needs a Sheiks pillowcase.
But like, no shit. Like literally, for like 2 weeks after that, I googled it during the show, and it was in my Instagram sponsored like content.
That's right.
2 weeks.
You told me
and
that.
On Facebook too. It
was
everywhere.
You told
everywhere.
Me on Facebook.
Goddamn Mark Zuckerberg and whoever the hell else runs the internet these days. They're all over. And today I fucking bought a Mountain Dew with my credit card.
Oh.
And then it was a sponsored tweet in my timeline for Mountain Dew. Now, I don't know if that's coincidence, because Mountain Dew loves the kids and the millennials, so Twitter, but I don't know. I don't like it. Big Brother, are you listening to this?
Probably, yeah. We're literally being recorded, so yeah.
Like, if Heidi Klum walks in here later, that's fine. But okay. Otherwise, I don't want to have brands all up in my business.
You like blondes, I've noticed.
Is that true?
Yep.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling's hot.
You've mentioned Cate Blanchett. Which is here's the reason I remember it, because to me
nobody comes along with me on that.
She does nothing for me,
she's
but there's
so
but there's another step to it, that if you were a woman you would kind of look like Cate Blanchett. And
oh wow, that's interesting.
And I was like, man, Dave is such a narcissist. He's attracted to his own self.
So like if I threw like a wig on and then like got in front of the mirror and like tucked.
No.
Are you saying that's possible?
I did not see that coming at all. Oh my God.
I had not considered that. No. That's really interesting.
No. Oh my God. The worst thing is.
I got to go.
No. Wait, the worst thing about that is. So Jonathan Demme just died.
I
emailed my best friend. A different friend from the childhood friend who I text when. The musicians of our youth die. Mm-hmm. My other best friend, Nicholas, listen, my friends have a lot in common. They're all friends with me, so they're all equally weird. Nicholas and I email each other when celebs die that we're sad about. And actually, the most fascinating thing is the ones who don't get the email. Like poor Aaron Moran, we didn't care. But Jonathan Demme, I emailed him and I said, I know he was up there, but it's still sad. I cannot listen to Goodbye Horses without thinking about that, the tucking scene. So we were just talking about it.
Oh, I didn't even really notice the song in that scene.
Oh, one day you'll be.
I was distracted by something else in that scene.
Yeah, you don't say. one day you'll be at the grocery store and you'll hear Goodbye Horses and you will freak out.
I don't even know what that song is. I can't even picture it.
It'll like trigger something in you. You'll just know.
I'll just start dancing in the frozen food
aisle. You'll be wearing your wig and
oh.
Looking at the gossip rags about Kate Blanchett.
Yeah, she's always in them too. Not the gossip ones, but like
the fashion ones.
Yeah, the elegant ones.
Anyway, wow. Where were we and what were we talking about?
Tucking wigs, we're narcissism.
Well, we solved this problem because this guy's going to go get the Sheik's pillowcases.
Right,
we've solved that. So
Big
actually,
brother.
You don't even need the other piece of advice, but I'm going to give it anyway, which is I think actually a pillow protector is the secret. Using a double pillowcase isn't really going to do it. But if you get a pillow protector, the pillow protector will protect the actual pillow itself, and you can wash the protector every week when you wash the pillowcases. So I think that may do it. But actually, really get the Sheik's because I think that's totally going to solve this problem. And I'm so happy about it because, as you all know, my life's mantra is, yo, if there's a problem, yo, I'll solve it. I got it wrong.
Check out the pillowcase while my producer revolves it.
Something. That wasn't your best work.
What do you mean?
It just wasn't.
You ate up like 3/4 of the song there. I ran out of road to do a good song parody.
Okay, let's power through this last bit, and then we'll get on to the bonus, and then I got to go out for drinks, and you got to go watch hockey.
Okay.
So, okay.
Wait, what's the last part?
The last part is that I want to talk about basic pillow washing instructions.
Oh.
Yeah, just because this is our spring cleaning stuff, so I want to like make sure I'm. Giving...
No, I thought there was like another letter that I missed.
Oh, no, there's not another letter.
I was
letter.
Like scrambling.
No.
I was nervous.
No, there was not.
See how nervous I was?
You look very... Dave is like in full man spread. He's like... He's managed to like even include his his microphone, which he just dropped
Saving
on his face,
bee.
Into his man spreading.
I thought of a new one today. When guys don't get up on the subway for like pregnant women or for like, you know, women with kids,
mm-hmm.
they're anchored to their seats. Mankering.
Oh.
Oh, like manspreading is so good.
Wow.
Mankering.
It sounds like something else.
If someone in the New Yorker wrote that, that would be a thing like for the rest of time.
Not to me.
Manspreading.
I don't do the New Yorker.
Or whatever. That was just an example of like a trendy thing in New York. I don't know. Yeah. Fine.
Okay.
Fine.
Let's talk about how to wash pillow. All right. So let me preface this by saying that there are pillow washing instructions that I have written for Esquire and for Deadspin. They're out there. You can refer back to them. The basics are pillows can be washed in the machine. You should check the care tag. There are some kind of pillows that should not be washed in the machine. Foam pillows should not go in. They'll just like break to pieces. If you need to clean them, send them to the dry cleaner. Memory foam and cooling pillows and anything that's like a specialty material like buckwheat, none of those can go into the machine either. I'm talking about your standard poly or feather filled pillows. those are the ones that can go in the machine. That is also true of comforters. That's also true of mattress pads. Those are the kinds of things that are very good to wash around this time of year. They should be washed. You should wash them. You should aim to wash them once or twice a year. But if you're only going to do it once, springtime is a really good time to do it because we tend to fester a little bit in the winter. We spend a little bit more time in bed. I also believe, and this is probably not true for everybody, but it's probably true for a lot of people who don't think of it this way, that we do tend to sleep hotter in the winter because we tend to wear heavier pajamas and have heavier bed clothes on us. And we're kind of cold when we get into bed, but then we get overheated in the night. Whereas in the summer, we tend to sleep in lighter pajamas with fans or air conditioning going. So this is a very good time to clean that sort of the heavy bedding that you've been sort of snuggled up in all winter. Other things that are good to wash are bed skirts and dust ruffles, throw blankets if you're not washing those regularly, which you should be, decorative pillows, and then it's also not a bad idea. Well, you have everything off of the bed anyway to get your vacuum and vacuum the mattress because there's dust and dust mites and all that stuff in your mattress, so you can vacuum that out. Okay, so all of that stuff can basically be machine washed. If the decorative pillows have embellishments on them, you may want to hand wash. Otherwise, everything can go in. Just a quick note on especially the bed skirts. Those get grimy in the way that curtains get grimy. So I would suggest pre-soaking them or doing a double wash cycle. Another thing that tends to happen with the pillows and the mattress pads in particular is that they do tend to get stained with all of the stuff that tends to stain our bed. And as we all know, that stuff tends to be protein stains. This is a very good time to bring out your Zout and spot treat stains on the mattress pad, on the pillow. You know how your pillow has all those sort of mystery brown stains?
Those aren't mystery. It's usually chocolate and poop. Don't judge my lifestyle. I do what I want at home, okay?
I think one day when you weren't here, I said,
"Oh boy,"
that I was like, I just want like a hidden camera in Dave's home, just not like to not to catch any of the like personal stuff. I just want to see how he like putters.
Like, I also like Chloe Sevigny too. Now that you mention it, I
feel like she looks like you
too. Yeah, I was gonna say. I got a lot to think about on the ride home tonight.
Don't miss your train stop.
I'm just going to stand there for 4 hours and just contemplate my entire life. Like, what have I been doing?
Shit's gotten real on Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
That Tori Spelling's pretty good looking, too.
Every once in a while, I have some insight into people.
Mm.
So I'm glad that I was able to offer you some insight into yourself. I'll look forward to the continuing exploration of this newfound personality trait.
I'll update you next week.
Okay, good. You're not going to be here next week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm not.
So I have to remind you that you're not going to be here. Okay, so where was I? Okay, machine wash, users out. If you have a machine at home that's not big enough for these kinds of items, this is a good time to go to the laundromat. I know the laundromat's kind of a bummer, but sometimes it can be really convenient. To remember that they're out there in the world because they have oversized machines that can easily fit pillows and comforters and that kind of stuff. So that's great. When you go to dry something, use dryer balls. Dryer balls are actually pretty crucial here, not only to fluff up the stuffing of things like comforters, but to help redistribute that stuffing and to promote even and fast drying because heavy things tend to fold on themselves and kind of get stuck in the dryer, and the balls will keep things moving. That's what she said.
I don't get it.
Okay. Well, I'll explain
grow,
it.
Grow
I'll
up. Explain it later. Come on.
You grow up, Dave. You grow up. Okay, so that actually is
all right.
It.
Good stuff.
I had one more tip for our friend with our cool bald friend.
Our bald man.
Yeah, which is advice that I've given before. I think actually when I was talking about the night sweats, which is get a menopause fan, put a fan by your bed right near your head, so you have cooling air all night long.
Hmm.
That may help. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Wear
a toupee to bed.
I feel like that would make you hotter.
I don't know.
Why don't you sleep in a wig tonight and report
back? Yeah, right. That probably wouldn't work.
Yeah.
I've worn a wig on Halloween. That doesn't do anything to keep you.
Oh my
dry.
God! Wait. Do you still have it?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dave, I really want to see you in a wig.
I went as the bad guy from the movie with the guy with the gun and the coin flipping that I can't remember. No Country for Old Men. You never seen No Country for Old Men? That's kind of a duty.
Come on, Dave.
It's not a shitty movie, but the bad guy, Javier Bardem in that movie. Only the wig wasn't really him. So I was emo Anton Chigurh, the bad guy. So.
All right.
There's photos.
Are
on
there
Facebook.
Photos of this on the internet?
There's photos on Facebook. I've tweeted them before too. Yeah.
Oh, you tweet a lot. So you know how I'm constantly annoyed with the in case you missed it on Twitter thing.
Oh yeah, it sucks.
Part of the reason, because I'm annoyed by you, but just because it's so ridiculous, Dave. Literally every day, in the morning, in the afternoon, when I go to Twitter, it's just a brick of Dave Lozo tweets.
That's because those are the good ones you missed. Twitter knows the good ones.
They're generally not that great.
Uh-huh. I see how it is now.
I know why it happens because I follow so few actual people. Like most of the I follow everyone on Instagram. I'll follow anyone on Instagram. I'm a total slut on Instagram, but on Twitter I'm very controlled about not following like friends and coworkers and stuff like that, because you just get into a vortex. I would never get anything done.
Right.
And so I like, I'm pretty controlled about who I follow on Twitter because I use it for work. But I do follow you. And so because of that, the algorithm, and because I also tweet about you every week, so I'm tagging you.
So Twitter assumes.
So Twitter assumes
you need to see some lows
that
every,
I
every
like
12 hours.
Yeah, that it would be like critical if I missed, you know, a Dave Lozo hockey tweet.
That's interesting because I see the same like four people in my "In Case You Missed This" all the time, and like I don't know if there's any rhyme or. Sometimes there are good tweets with like, you know, 2,000 retweets. Sometimes it's just like a thing where it's just like, how do I get to Newark Airport? Like,
I think I actually took a screenshot of it recently because it was so egregious, and I was just like. I meant to text it to you to be like, this is every day for me. I'm going to look to see if I still have it. Before we sign off for the day, though, I want to do a tiny little bit of housekeeping and not in the ask a clean person sense. So as we sort of alluded to, next week, Dave is leaving me, but just for an episode. And so I'm going to do a solo episode. I'm going to do it about lady stuff. And the lady stuff in question is going to be like makeup stuff and how to wash your makeup brushes. And so this will be our sort of final spring cleaning thing is going to be like all lady specific spring cleaning kind of stuff, which is not going to be of interest to you at all. And you also won't be that funny about.
Oh. are you going to make me stay an extra day? Because that's a challenge that I can't make something funny.
Oh
no! I'm not coming. No, I'm not staying. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I'm gonna be so stoned when you're doing the show on Thursday.
No, you're not. You don't know how to roll a joint. You don't know how to pack a bowl. So I know you're not gonna be stoned.
We'll see.
And that's gonna be our last Wash What Happens for spring cleaning, because then, drum roll please, we have episode 69 with Maureen O'Connor coming up, and we are so excited, and. I guess I didn't take a screenshot of your ridiculous. The next time it happens, which will be in about 3 hours, I will take a screenshot and tell you that. So, on that note, I lost my script, and I don't even know the sign off. I do it every week, and I don't know the sign off. Do you know the sign off?
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please subscribe on Acast or iTunes.
Please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards we're offering to our listeners. We would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you for joining us for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
You're really good at that. Maybe I'll have you do the sign off from now on. Thank you for pinch hitting. I was script challenged today.
Yeah, you had a margarita, so.
No, you know what? Honestly,
you're all over the place.
I'm going to tell you honestly what it is. I'm no joke. It's the coffee that I had with Raisha this morning. I don't know what they put in that coffee.
You think she might have slipped you like a little something?
No, because I bought it before she got there, so she didn't.
Or did she let you think that you bought it before she got
no,
there?
No, she did. And then I bought her tea.
Who picked the place?
I did, because I asked if she would mind coming down to my neighborhood, because I had a really, really busy day. And so she didn't mind doing that. So she did, which was really nice. And I'll say, you guys, if any of you are sort of thinking about signing up for the, I know $99 a month is a lot. But if any of you are thinking about signing up for that package and you're on the fence, I want to say that I loved meeting Raisha today. I wish that I didn't have a place to go right after we met, because I could have stayed and talked to her for hours. She was fascinating and interesting, and we had fun. And
a little love connection.
And she well, it was so funny because she walked in and we immediately both got up and hugged. And then she was like, oh my God, I'm hugging you. You're a stranger. I'm sorry. And I was like, no, I'm a hugger. I hugged you. It's fine. Like, you know, I would love to meet more of you. And so there you go. Thanks for listening. Dave and I are going to go record a bonus episode. If you want those, be a patron. Like Raisha.
Yeah. See ya.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.